year ended in a bit of a disappointment? Or?
Yeah, really disappointed. But I think we can take heart in the spirit we had in that game. We came out fighting. They were better on the day, and I think in that last quarter we didn't stick to our game plan quite enough, but great effort from all the team, and great to get people like Beth Cobden on court. She's really proved herself, like how amazing, just stepped on court like she's been doing it for years, so that's really hard. And Nat Haythornthwaite coming on at wing attack and making an impact, so lots to take from it.
We saw Tracy at the end of the first game, a bit of a rally call.
Yeah.
As a player, are you likely to notice it verbally, or will you watch the videos time and time again?
Yeah, a bit of both. I think we needed a bit of a kick up the bum, but we all responded really well. We got together in our groups and did lots of video work and looked at our tactics and look out how we were starting the quarters. So yeah, really good response in that second test.
I didn't think the second game was too bad.
Yeah.
The spirit going into today.
Yeah.
Were you in the right kind of mindset as a...
Oh, yeah, definitely. Emma takes care of that. She makes sure we're ready to go on court. She's a fantastic captain, fantastic leader. We had leaders all over the court today, but like I said, they were the better team on the day, and they came out harder than we did in that last quarter and just outplayed us.
Mike Greenwood's next week, isn't it?
Yeah.
You were at Thunder. Did you take part in it?
Mike was my coach since I was, 11 years old, so I think it's a great tournament, but unfortunately, I'm away when it's on, so I'll go to it. Future years. I've always gone to it in the past and absolutely loved it, and it's a great tournament in honour of Mike, our great coach.
It's important obviously to still recognise the part he played in Northwest Nebraska. So.
Oh yeah, I'm a Northwest girl at heart, and it was so special to play there on Friday and see so many familiar faces, and it will always be my home, it will always be where I made myself play netball.
And you've played in the big arenas.
Yeah.
You've done the Copper Box.
Yeah.
What was Manchester like the other day?
Yeah, I've loved all three venues, and I think you can really, really tell how much the crowd are on our side, how much they're rooting for us. Even when we were 15 goals down in Copper Box, they were absolutely screaming their hearts out for us, and I can't tell them enough how much we appreciate it. We love seeing them after the game and signing everything and having pictures with them. It's amazing.
You'll be off to Australia now?
Yeah, me and Emma are off on Tuesday.
You can't get rid of Emma, can you?
I know, I'm so happy. I'll have a friend out in Australia, and hopefully we can build on the combination we have and learn a lot of there and bring it back to the England team.
How do you think you're going to do? Because Magpies look a bit...
Yeah, Magpies are the team to beat, so I'm quite comfortable with the dark horse status, and I think we've got quite a new team. No one knows what to expect from us, and we've got a Jamaican as well in Malaysia Kelly, so it's a really exciting mix of players. I'm looking forward to working with Dan.
Will you be keeping an eye on how things are going over here?
Oh yeah, I'm always keeping an eye on it. If I can find a way to watch any Super League games on the internet, I'm doing it, and just watching the progress of all the young coming players over here.
Anyone in particular?
Ooh, that's a good question. Well, I'm a Loughborough girl last year, so Nat Panagari, I think, has just gone from strength to strength. She's a real workhorse, which I love that quality, so I think she's going to really step up and have a leadership role at Loughborough Lightning.
Lightning, if not Wasps.
Yeah, Lightning.